Well, in the days of this week, we have been looking at an acrostic from the word Share-a-thon, the week after Share-a-thon 2024. And my, what a week it was. We bless the Lord for what he did. We thank God for his intervening hand. And we certainly give God glory for everything that went on. We have taken the word Share-a-thon and have made an acrostic out of it, just to kind of outline what all the Lord did. Under the letter S, we said that Share-a-thon time was a time of salvation, and we saw souls saved, and for that we are very, very grateful. It was a time of help. We know some folks that that got help and shared that publicly. It was a time of assurance. We had one lady get assurances of her salvation, and then another announced their call during Share-a-thon, assuringly that the Lord had called them for to preach the gospel. A time of revival, and wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee, the psalmist said. And we saw a spirit of revival. At least two churches Sunday didn't even get to preach, and God's people testify. A time of exhortation, and the Bible says that we exhort one another daily while it is called today, in the book of Hebrews. And certainly the word exhort means to build up. And we saw some folks that were built up in the most holy faith, and they were helped and exhorted by the grace of God. It's a time of attitudes adjustment, examining our attitudes. We saw the Lord do that as well. It's a time of testimony. The scripture says that we are to testify of the Lord. We saw it in music. We saw it in sermon. We saw it in announcers. We saw the Lord pour out testimony, glorifying him. It's a time of hope. And the Bible says, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul. Of course, that's our verse where we get our name from in Hebrews 6:19. And the Lord did that. He gave hope to some folks God's not finished. He's still on the throne, and for that we give God glory. But under the letter O today, I would say that years ago I used to say that it's a time of offering, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. But I have updated that. It's way bigger than that now. It's not just a time of offering, but it's a time of omnipotence. The word omnipotence means all power or all powerful. It's found in the scripture, book of Revelation, verse number 19, chapter 19, verse number 6. The Bible declares, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Well, last year we thought it couldn't get any better. Last year we thought that there's no way that this will ever be repeated. Well, this year the Lord showed his power once again and did exceeding abundantly above. Our current total stands at $340,268, which is $48,005 above our goal. And then in our network, $174,544, which is $19,209 above our goal. So the Lord has showed himself all-powerful once again. In uncertain economic times, we're still amazed that the Lord has showed an increase of coming up on $70,000 above budget. And so we say hallelujah. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And then another letter N. Share-a-thon is a time of needs being met. And I know for a fact that there were ministries that received offerings outside of Share-a-thon. In other words, from individuals that entrusted us with money to give to different folks and to give to different ministries. And altogether, over $20,000 was distributed, the needs of others being met. And then I know for a fact that there was the soup man's trailer. He spun a bearing, and it welded to the axle or to the spindle, had to be changed. That was over $1,200 repair bill, and I appreciate Hooper's Creek picking up the bill on that. God did that. I can't tell you how many suits were bought for folk and were given out to people that were here at Share-a-thon. I mean, people just bought suits anonymously and gave them. So we had a lot of people leave here with brand new suits. And then Brother Thren, his brakes were bad on his Suburban. He'd bought it up north, and the calipers had rusted, couldn't get the bolts out. It took several hours to weld a socket onto the bolt and to actually break that loose and get that out. But that happened, and new brakes on that Suburban. And the list goes on. We have seen the Lord do exceeding abundantly above for others. We saw other people helped. We saw other needs met from other places. And, of course, it was directly related to Share-a-thon that this mission that the Sea Hope is heading out on, it came about during Share-a-thon. And one of our friends where the captain was staying underwrote a big portion of that load. And so God did that. And, I mean, God did that. And even in the midst of Share-a-thon, and as much has been given, we've had people been giving to that load to buy rice and beans to take down to Haiti. And I mean, right now we've got the largest load that we've ever had. And the captain's praying for good weather because the boat's going to be riding low in the water. So the ship's going to be riding low due to the weight that's going to be on board. And so we say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. And we are blessed today because of Share-a-thon 2024 and your faithfulness. Thank you for making Share-a-thon not only a success, but making Share-a-thon excess over and above and beyond all that we could ask or think. We say thank you from the deep of our heart. Father, would you help your people and bless them for their obedience and all that was done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.